Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just returned from Israel with students from 30 colleges and universities as part of our ministry called Covenant Journey, taking these young Christian college-age students who are leaders on a life-changing experience and journey through Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and of Covenant Journey. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Cindy Matthews, the director of our Covenant Journey program. Cindy, you and I just returned with 44 college students from 30 colleges and universities, incredible young people. You know, sometimes you look on the media and see about what's happening on the college campuses, and people that don't have any experience with this millennial generation can get very discouraged. And certainly there's a lot of discouraging news out there about the millennial generation, but the Lord has blessed us with an incredible opportunity to be with Gideon's Army, if you will, to be with Christian college-age students who are leaders, not future leaders. They're leading right now. They're leading in their campuses. They're leading upon graduation. They are taking active steps now, and God has blessed us to be a part of their lives, not only in this experience in Israel, but as we return and live life with them. This was an amazing trip. We just returned. What's your impression of what just happened over these last 10 days?
Yes, Matt. The students that we had on this trip are not the norm that the media portrays. They were truly above and beyond anything that we even expected as we went through the application process. They are leaders on campuses, in their churches, and communities. Not only that, they are grounded in the Word. They sought the Lord on this trip, on this journey, and just poured into each other. Several times, many of them said, this is like an iron sharpening iron journey for them.
You know, I think it's so encouraging. I mean, we have information on the website. We put out press releases about the trips. I got to go on one last year, but I think it's so encouraging to actually hear some of the stories of what happened during the trip, because you can't justify it on a website with the information.
No, in fact, as we were landing and we were getting our luggage at JFK in New York, one of the young men that was on the trip said, you know, you really undersell this program. I knew it'd be an amazing experience, he says, but I had no idea it would be this impactful. And I said, you know, we try to express what this is about, but people would think it's hyperbole. And frankly,
right,
I don't have the words to fully express what happens on a Covenant Journey trip. It is something that you have to see and witness, where the Lord literally is working in each individual life. One of the girls that's on the trip, at age 17, she moved to New York City on her own to live there, to move into the modeling industry. She's an international model. She's still, you know, a young college-age student. And the reason why she moved to New York to be in the heart of the modeling industry is to bring Jesus to the people in the modeling industry. And so they would ask her questions and she would mentor them. She said she never had such a powerful experience where the Holy Spirit just came upon her. Then at the house of Caiaphas, in the pit, where Jesus would have been taken before Caiaphas, before he was then taken to Pontius Pilate and the crown of thorns was placed on him. Just amazing. And this young girl also was talking about one of our Covenant Journey ambassadors, and an ambassador is somebody who's been on a previous trip who excels and they return as a peer-to-peer mentor. How that young woman, Jaron, was praying for this other girl, Charisse, and just pouring into her. So these young people had literally life-changing experiences. And, you know, you can throw that word around, life-changing. You know, I have life-changing this. But this is really a life-changing experience. They were talking about seeking the Lord's will for their relationships. They talked about seeking the Lord's will for which career to go into. After we had long days and we had praise and worship and teaching well into the evening, these young people, Cindy, would get together till the early hours of the morning and have Bible study and prayer and pour into each one.
Yes, they would. They would sit around sharing the things that they had learned, sharing scripture, and then they would even take our itinerary that we provide for them and look at the scriptures, the sites, and teaching that, and prepare themselves for the next day. It was truly a group of students like none other.
One of the young people, Justin, he came with us on a previous trip, and so he also was a Covenant Journey ambassador along with Jaron, and he came to film. He's got incredible talent on filming. He did a previous video that's on our website, and all that was done by a cell phone. It's on the front
that's
page
incredible.
Of covenantjourney.org. He came to film, and when he accepted coming the second time, he just graduated from SUNY in Oswego, New York. His video actually was a selected, a one-minute video to bring Al Roker to
set
his
a world
school
record, yeah.
for a one-hour experience there where he was doing the weather, and they broke a world record.
It was amazing.
For the longest conga dance on ice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because they're a hockey group. But he came, and knowing that his career choice wants to go into management and media, and he had applied to a major, I won't mention which one, a major news media, and he made the decision to come even though it might potentially conflict with a job interview.
Wow.
You know what? He landed. 2 days later, he has an interview with the media that he has on his heart to ultimately work with.
Well, you know, I think the spiritual foundation too. I mean, you had students who had been on previous trips that were praying for this last trip. And so the Prayer Foundation, really, you can see the difference in the students and the experience I think they have individually as well as a group because of that.
That is true, Holly. We had several of the students to really thank us, not only for the trip, for the experience of walking the land, but they expressed it as such as laying the foundation and providing the platform for the Holy Spirit to come and to work in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is so true. Even our last night, of which was, again, after a long day of touring and a guest speaker coming in, they chose to have an extended prayer meeting.
Wow.
That was powerful. It just really was a spirit-filled moment. And it continued on, and as Matt has already mentioned, even after that, even after the late hours of praying, then they still continue just to sit around and to share and to fellowship.
Yeah, one night we had events going in the evening, teaching, mentoring, praise and worship, and kind of like tying in. But one night we said, look, this is your free night. And so what did they do? Did they just hang out and do nothing? They got together in groups to gather together to pray and have Bible study into the early hours of the morning. These young people did praise and worship like you've never heard before. They all had incredible talents. One is pursuing mechanical engineering, thinking about maybe doing the last year of her education in Israel, because Israel is a leader in technology and business and the actual fields of study that she is pursuing. One of the young people has already visited 27 nations. She chose to visit nations while she was doing online education.
Wow.
These are not your normal individuals. These are people who love the Lord, incredibly talented and gifted. One of them, besides the one I was just telling you, wanting to go into one of the major, I'm talking about major, we're talking about major secular media, has a job interview 2 days after, chose to go on the Covenant Journey, which could have interfered with a job interview, but he chose it in faith, gets the job interview. Another one wants to write for, she's a journalist, and wants to, upon graduation, write for one of the major, major media. But these are young people that are going into the marketplace and bringing light to these places.
But, you know, I think it's also fun. I mean, they have fun, too. They have this deep spiritual. But I enjoyed watching, you know, on Facebook some of the songs they were doing. And it was just so fun.
The camel rides and floating in the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
And the singing. I mean, we give them the freedom to be free and to enjoy life. There's so much you could talk about. On the trip back, there was some Jewish birthright students on the same trip that we were on. And as we landed in New York, one of the things they said as they pointed to our Covenant Journey is those people really love one another. And it just reminds you of John 13:35. They will know that you are my disciples by the love you show to one another. You know, if you know of a Christian college-age student who has leadership potential, I would encourage you to go to our website, covenantjourney.org or lc.org. And if you want to change the future, there's no better place than to invest in the lives of these Christian young men and women. They are changing the future and they're changing our culture now. Go to covenantjourney.org or lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. And make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.